Let's go
Oh,
live.
we are
We'll chat
live. I
maybe.
just went live.
Yeah. Okay,
I gotta get
perfect.
into chat real quick,
Let me.
which means I probably need to log into the correct account and all this other fun stuff.
All the other fun stuff.
Log out.
I love when I just have this set up and then I can just press buttons. Wait, guys, we're double digits now.
We
Episode
are.
10.
This is episode 10.
Wow. I keep
Yeah.
thinking about Root, how you, it was you that just had your 365th episode.
Yep.
That's like, imagine if we get there one day with the Innkeeper podcast, how cool
Yeah,
that would be.
only 355 to go.
Right?
It's
We'll fly by. I like your mic, Ben.
Thanks.
It's very professional. I'm here on an on an Apple headset, like headphones. I need to upgrade my stuff for sure.
Is that the USB or the XLR one?
It's the USB. I don't have a board, unfortunately.
That's the same mic I have. It's the same one I'm using.
Yeah. And I just have like a Rode
Kind of
Podcaster
see
mount. Yep.
that.
So.
They're good. The gain control on those is really nice. I really like it.
I always had the issue with Windows 10. I had to uninstall it and reinstall it. Not
Yep.
all the time, but like often enough if I don't use it.
See,
Oh,
I have issues where, like, I'll just turn my computer on and it won't recognize it. I have to actually unplug the
really?
USB cord, plug it back in, and then it's fine.
Like, I actually have to remove it from the device settings and then yeah.
It's weird.
Yep.
Maybe next week I'll have the sense to try a broadcast from the studio. No, you
That could
won't.
be cool in your new studio, right?
In
'Cause
the new studio.
you
Just
just
relocated.
moved. How is
Yeah.
the new space treating you?
It's good. It's smaller, a little smaller, but it is like double time more professional. So
Oh, that's good.
it was the last space was cooler. It was more hip, more whatever, but it was also you had to like walk through a couple weird spaces to get to our office, like in the building. And then the parking was, we would tell people to park in the abandoned gas station by the building, and that was always kind of creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not sketch at all.
Hey,
No.
Mars, our number one fan. How are you?
Yeah, we have to get him his own plaque.
We do. We need to give him mod. Can you mod? Should we mod him?
We should
Should.
mod him. We
Should
should.
definitely mod him.
Avantis, you have the
Yeah.
power. We should just mod him
I
up.
don't. I just logged out of that account.
We should mod him up. We're gonna have
You gotta
Ben's gonna
mod Ben
design us
too.
some t-shirts.
I did.
Yes.
I'm printing shirts for a couple for some friends now.
Well, get us a quote
Innkeeper
on
friends?
Innkeeper Podcast shirt.
Another podcast. 1600
Yeah.
Dust.
That's right. The hype.
Oh.
Oh my
Oh, is
God.
that the
So
thing that you
excited.
messaged me about, Patrick?
No, it's something else, but I'll talk to you
Oh.
about it after the show.
Okay.
Ben and I have been involved in some pretty interesting conversations over the last 24 hours. So.
Oh,
yeah?
It's
All right. So let's do this.
Let's do it.
Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a show for innkeepers by innkeepers, and we hope that everybody can find something here to take away. This week, we will be discussing raising communities with a very special guest. I am your host, Avantis, from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And this is Andy from Orlando, Florida.
And this is O'Leary from Halifax in Nova Scotia, Canada. And joining us today, as Avantis just mentioned, we have very special guest, a very prominent member of our Innkeeper community. We have Ben from Wichita, all the way from Kansas.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
And coming up here on episode number 10 in the double digits of the Innkeepers podcast, woo-hoo, we are going to be talking about how to resurrect an old tavern and then making your tavern stand out in a post-Nemzy world.
And don't forget, for all of your Hearthstone Innkeeper needs, the official Blizzard site, FiresideGatherings.com. That's the place to go to get your fireside set up and also find resources. And of course, don't forget to check out HSInnkeepers.com. This is a website that has community-created content on there from all of the innkeepers. A lot of the stuff coming from our Discord server where people share what they're doing, so make sure to check it out.
All right. Awesome. And we were a little rushed getting everything set up tonight. And I just realized I don't actually have a copy of the show notes in front of me.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Congratulations for doing that all from memory. So while you're working on that, I'll talk with Ben here. So, Ben, what is the name of your tavern?
Sure. Being based in Wichita, Kansas, the name of my tavern is ICT Firesides. ICT is the airport code for Wichita. We're considered the air capital of the world. Many aircraft aviation companies started here, everything from Beech and Boeing and Cessna and things of that nature. So,
oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. I was wondering where the ICT came from. So I like that. That's pretty cool. And how did you actually become an innkeeper?
Well, in Wichita, like our community was kind of dormant. There was one guy putting on fireside, so I reached out to him to see if he was willing to have some help and things of that nature. And I just kind of tried for probably about 12 to 18 months, actually, to kind of get in line and to, you know, kind of get things going. So, you know, that kind of progressed. Like before that, like I've always played Blizzard games, and you know, as I've started a family and we've my time for WoW and raiding and things of that nature kind of were less and less. So I spent more time playing Hearthstone because I could play it on mobile. I could play it away from the computer. So that's kind of how like the love of Hearthstone grew. Then in Wichita, there's like this flux. It seems like things are a little bit more finicky. Like things kind of go in ebbs and flows where things are very popular for a while and things are kind of dormant. So luckily I was able to kind of get in and start putting on events and try to learn from those events and kind of what we'll talk about, like our main point, like resurrecting a dormant community. Like the community in Wichita was so tournament focused, and the way the HCT used to be structured kind of with open cups around fireside gatherings, it kind of really just burned everybody out. So luckily I was able to get in when things were kind of low, and I've spent, you know, the past 12 to 18 months kind of growing those things and trying to rebuild a community.
That's awesome. So outside of your closet WoW or your closet Blizzard gaming to get you into becoming an innkeeper, sure, what would you say your favorite part about being an innkeeper is?
I just love seeing people interact and play the game in person. It's so much fun seeing the smiles on people's faces, like hearing the laughter. The last like three events that I've hosted or I've put on, like I've played zero games. So my time has just been making sure everyone's happy and like everyone's having a good time. You know, I've left the event without like a voice just from talking so much, and I can be very long-winded, so I'll try to keep that under control for this. I can just kind of go on and on. So it's been a lot of fun just seeing how people interact with each other, how people interact with, you know, side events and quest sheets, and just socializing and creating relationships. Like people are exchanging battle tags and people are becoming friends outside of the, you know, inside and outside of the game. So it's been a lot of fun watching that.
You see, I always thought that was Blizzard's intent on an innkeeper, to not play in any of the events or any of the side events or anything else, but to make sure everybody else was having fun and being able to play. Avantes, do you play in any of your events or any of the fireside gatherings that you have?
It really depends. If we have, you know, an even number of players, then a lot of times I'll sit out and just admin the event. If we are off like one person to make it like 16 players or something, then yeah, I'll play. And I say play in quotations because pretty much whoever plays me is going to get a free win because I'm not really, you know, I would one time in the early days of me in keeping, I actually legitimately played in an event and ended up knocking out somebody who probably would have, you know, should have had a chance at going on, and I felt really bad about it. So when I play, I just play for fun, and when I don't, you know, I'm there just to admin and troubleshoot issues and help out. And like Ben, I love just talking to people, you know, all night long.
So. Sure. Aleri, what about you? Do you play in the events that you host?
No, I never ever do, even if it's off. Just because, like, I might, while someone is waiting, play a friendly game, but I never play in a tournament or anything like that itself, because I have a very strong viewpoint on that. You can't admin if you're playing, even if you're saying that you're playing just for fun, and that, like, you're not playing seriously. I would just give the player the buy and then play them in a fun game, like the Tavern Brawl or something like that. Like, I've definitely done that before, but I never compete in an event that I'm actually admitting or hosting myself. But that's also because I don't want to be bogged down. Like, if I need to go and, I don't know if bogged down was the right phrase for that, but I don't want to be like kind of confined to doing something for an amount of time because I might need to talk to the venue owner or the something like that. Like, there's usually other things that I need to be on top of while things are going on. So I'll play like a fun game with them just so they're not sitting there doing nothing. But generally, I never compete myself. It's like always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Like, I'm always there and like involved, but I never compete myself. So,
awesome.
But yeah, I think it is important to not, you know, if you have an old player, like try not to have them just sit there and be kind of wasted time in a way. Like, definitely try and play something with them if it's casual.
Yeah, keep them involved. Well, yeah. Mr. Avantes, have you found your show notes now?
I have. So, let's talk about our first topic of the day, which, as we alluded to, is resurrecting an old tavern. So, Ben, why don't you elaborate a little more about, like you said, when you got into it, it was kind of in a state of, you know, weren't a whole lot of people interested and involved in. Why don't you just kind of take us through what you did to breathe life back into the community and how you got people involved, and just take us through it.
Sure. So, like I said, when I started ICT Firesides, like in Wichita, there weren't events going on. We had a local land center that had recently closed down, which was one of the main venues. Something similar to, you know, you would go to the this company or this business, and you would pay to use their PCs or use their consoles and play video games outside of your home. It's mainly for birthday parties and things of that nature, but they also did like had a small MTG community as well as Hearthstone, and even like some of the fighting games and some of those communities. So once that business closed down, there was this gap, and the events that they were putting on were mainly tournament focused. They would have like lock-ins and things like that, where they would give out mainly the prizes and would be, you know, time for their services or store credit or something like that. And with Hearthstone, that really doesn't do much for you. So, you know, where they would have, you know, 16, 32 people, the number would kind of go down and down. So, like, it ended up where, you know, they'd barely have 8 people to play. And because they were trying to do it so often, they were just burning everyone out. And that was just what Wichita was used to having. So, like, I came in and I feel like at first, like I failed in the regard of I picked up kind of where they left off, and I didn't really like I was in the same boat. Like I stopped going because it just wasn't fun anymore. So I was like, well, Wichita, you know, we have to do tournaments because that's what everyone's used to doing. So it took me failing and having, you know, 5 to 8 people show up at my first handful of events to learn, like, this setting isn't working and what can I do to breathe energy into it. So I became an admin to the local Hearthstone group for my community on Facebook, and that allowed me to engage and to start asking questions. Like when new sets would come out, it allowed me a resource to post questions and to try to get people talking, where it wasn't, oh, I haven't, you know, like I'm not an authority to talk on it because I haven't hit legend, or, you know, I'm not one of the top, you know, 0.25% of players, so, you know, I can't play this game, so my opinion doesn't matter, and type of thing. So like I had to change those mindsets and like be welcoming and all encompassing to everyone. Like a side project helped me do that as well, with Dad Legend. Just like taking no matter what rank you hit and like making that your goal and helping you achieve that goal, no matter, you know, if you're male, female, if you're a father, if you're not. And I took that kind of mentality and that motto and transferred it to my fireside gatherings, where they'd be more casual events, they'd be more encompassing of everyone. And when like Angora launched and some of those sets, like it was completely like a launch party celebrating the set of cards. It wasn't a tournament. And I've seen my numbers increase since I've had that mindset change.
Awesome. So for those of listeners who might not be familiar with Dad Legend, why don't you explain what Dad Legend means?
Sure. It's a term I heard probably about 12 to 18 months ago. And it's something that I kind of embraced and took and ran with. The idea of Dad Legend is, it's always been this joke. I'm a father of 3 children, ages 4 to 8. So my life is very busy. And it's this joke that like hitting rank 5 is hitting legend. And it doesn't just have to be rank 5. It could be, now that we have these floors and these stop gaps, it could be hitting rank 15 if you're, you know, a new player or free-to-play player, or you're on a limited time frame. Like, it could be 10, it could be 5. It's really whatever you want to make it. And we could totally get into a topic about the Hearthstone ladder, but like a majority of the players play between like 18 and like 16, like 50% of the player base is in that range. So, it doesn't feel like you're at rank 5, you're in the top like 2 to 4% of players. And, you know, it's like a big goal to hit that. And, you know, if you're not like extremely competitive, having that encouragement to hit those stop gaps, is very like positive and reassuring. So we have a Discord community with just over 100 people. We operate dadlegend.com. I have different people from the community write articles. We've played in different leagues and different formats and, kind of talked about like Hearthstone cards when they come out and things like that. But more than anything, we're just kind of a group of people who just interact in Discord and kind of grow from each other. So I'm definitely in that Discord as well as the Innkeeper Discord quite often.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what are some things you've done in your community recently, you know, to keep people interested? Like, say now that we're in a post-NIMSY world where the mad rush to go out and get the hero has kind of... We're kind of on the back end of that wave now. What, you know, what kind of events are you looking at doing or have you done to keep your players interested?
Sure. And even though I was like saying like tournaments didn't work, I have a corporate sponsor for an event in December. I've kind of touched, I've penciled in the date of December 16th with some of the stuff with the Invitational happening in Australia. It looks like we might be getting this at the first or second week of the month. So my idea is to put on a launch party event for Cobalts and Catacombs and actually do a tournament with side events as well. So not just the tournament, but a continued fireside like I would normally do with my quest sheets and like bingo and different options. I'm working on blank cards I'm working on a blank set of for heads up as new cards are being released so that I can work on some of the games and some of that information. And I think having a tournament, you know, a couple weeks in, maybe it won't be as competitive. I mean, I understand it is a tournament, but maybe there'll be experimentation, and since the meta will be extremely in flux, hopefully it goes over well. So
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's cool.
So Andy, I believe you have a story about resurrecting an old tavern as well.
Don't I always? So a little bit different, kind of similar to what Ben was talking about, but this was not actually my tavern. It happened during the NEMZI craze, which I think is going to die down here if it hasn't already. But a tavern here in a little city called Sanford, just as north of us, decided they wanted to do an event. And the first thing I did is I reached out to the guy who's the guy who's going to be the venue owner, who's also the innkeeper of that location, and put him in contact, gave him all the resources I could possibly give him, and I said, I'm going to come up and I'm going to do your event. So our tavern went over there to his location. We hosted an event there for him. And he's used to having five people show up to one of his events, and we had over 60 show up. So for his little comic book store, that was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And it was a fun event. We completely maxed out his space and his capacity. We had people sitting on the floor. They did the best they could to accommodate everybody. And he is trying to keep it going. And it's one of those weird things where you've got a little bit of a momentum push. NEMZI gave everybody who could take advantage of that push, it gave us all a push. However, you've got to be prepared for that. And you've got to be able to sustain that. Because we've all seen resurrections go bad and the zombies come up and the zombies don't make it out of the graveyard. And so what I wanted to go back on this whole topic with Ben is how long did it actually take you to fully get that your tavern, your fireside gatherings self-sustaining, if you will?
Sure. I bet it took me 6 to 9 months. And I know I posed a question in the Innkeeper Discord a couple of days ago, because there's been a lot of hype around NEMZI. And in my community, there are about 300,000 people kind of in the metro area. It's not a large, huge amount of people. But, you know, my events are usually between 20 and 30 people. And that's completely fine for like the size and things of that nature. Well, now, so I've gone from being like the only player in town to there now being three or four other companies trying to do it, as well as I say companies, like two are businesses and one is another individual, and an individual is doing one for one of the businesses. And then he's worried the business is going to kind of burn him. So he wants to set up his own tavern that's not tied to the business's BattleNet, so that if they do burn him, like he is still established and can put on events. So it's been like kind of this mixture of, you know, it's taken me, you know, 9 to 12 months, you know, that first 6 to 9 months to really figure out what I was doing and what I could be doing to help people. And then just continuing to grow that, you know, I don't want to see, like, I don't want to backpedal, and I don't want to, I'm trying to work with others and things like that, but it's a real issue of like honesty and things like that, that I'm running into. So I just want to make sure that I don't regress and that I keep like looking forward and moving forward. But I'm a very friendly person. I've like share ideas and like want to do things together. So hopefully like everything will just kind of like fall in line, and maybe some people will join up and some things like that. Like maybe people will kind of, now that this, the one like kick in the pants, like you're saying, is kind of out the window. I'll be really curious to see how like sustaining it is for the other businesses, and if they continue to put on events.
Mm-hmm. And Aliri, you said you had something to say about it too?
Yeah, so this is a kind of, it's pretty interesting. So when I first started Hearthstone Firesides, it was right when the game came out. And so for a year and a half, I was building a community here in Halifax. And after a year and a half, I ended up traveling and working on, you know, the World Championship Tour and other major events, and ended up living in Toronto for 8 months. And so when I came back, the community had died, basically. There was still like a couple of events a year, but there really wasn't, not that we ever had a huge turnout, but there really wasn't a lot of turnout for the couple of events that happened. So when I came back, I was like, okay, well, I want to build this up. I'm going to be here for a few years. I really want to like reignite my own community. So it has been, I don't want to say a struggle, but in terms of like actual interaction on our community Facebook page, like it hasn't necessarily grown a whole lot. But the event I hosted in October, we had one of our highest attendances ever, which was only like 35 people at the time. And I was like, whoa, this is good. Like, I think focusing on bigger events, less frequent, that's going to work for this community. And then they'll go to the last one that we had, and we had like 80 plus people, because this is post-NEMZ. We had 80 plus people rotate through a 6-hour event. So that was like, okay, I need to really kind of take that into consideration, that there's probably going to be a lot of people at the next one, because there have been a couple of events in town, but not really. And I have been promoting a Facebook page, boosting posts from that just to get awareness out. And honestly, the page is getting likes. I'm not putting a lot of money into it. It really is working to help just get word out to new people as well. So that's helping to generate interest before the next big event is announced, which I had planned for December 9th, but I'm moving it probably to the 16th because I don't want it to be too close to the launch of Kobolds and Catacombs, because I want to use this event and have one of the aspects of it be a preliminary tavern team qualifier.
Oh, nice.
Just in terms, like, awesome. The whole thing is going to be, HCT is coming up next year. There's going to be Tavern Hero qualifiers. And it's not going to be, you know, the top three players on our team. It's more of tryouts. Mm. That's going to be the phrase I'm going to use. You know, it's tryouts for the team. I'm going to have deck building challenges and just see who turns out and who's interested and who's good. And from there, from the next event that I do in January, because I'm going to do monthly events, from there, it'll be, that's where we kind of start to really build our Fireside Tavern team, because I know that there is interest for competitive things here, but I also want to make sure that I do stand out from any other events cropping up. So for me, it's all about quality, and I am doing entry fee, so I need to make sure that people, it has value for people. So what I'm doing is I'm upping the size of the dust bottles that I do so that they're more substantial. And I actually found them at the dollar store for like six for $1.25. So that's pretty good. Nice. I was ordering them from Amazon, but they're going to be more substantial. Because one thing I realized is, yeah, I have little hands, but like most people have, like, so it seems even dinkier when they hold it. And it's like, no, I want it to be like something that they really, you know, is a thing. Has
what
that
is
kind
this?
Of weight
Arcane
to it.
Arcane dust for it.
Yeah, with this little dinky thing. So I'm increasing the size of those. I really want everyone to get a candle.
Yep, Arcane dust for it. Yeah, Avanti has them up.
One that's my size.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine are bigger than
that's
that,
nice.
Actually.
That's
a nice. Good size, though. But I'm going to try these bigger ones. And then I want to give everyone a candle, because the expansion, you know, take candle.
No,
they'll be
candle.
Like, you get candle. So one that's of the things good. I'm doing, I did find at Walmart, you could get a little pack of 100 tea lights for not that I don't remember how much money it was, but they had packs of 30 that are vanilla. And I was like, you know what? That extra money that I put into that, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that much of a difference, I think that just the smell of it adds quality.
Sure.
It, when they go home with that, it's not like this really cheap looking little dinky tea light. It's going to be just a more, there's just more to it. And that's what I'm focusing on. So that with these events where I'm trying to resurrect my community, when they come out, especially if they're paying an entry fee, I want them to feel like it's worth it. So having fun interactive games, we're going to do dungeon runs, things like that, but also making sure that they go home with something and that something is of value to them, and just doing those little tweaks to make it have a high quality level. So that's what I'm going to try. We'll see how it goes.
All right, but so I got to ask Ben where he got those.
What are those?
I had a friend at BlizzCon, so they sent me a pair back, the 3D glasses from the event. So I'm trying to think of a good way to, do I want to give them away or do I want to do something with the launch? So
yeah, they make everything in 3D. It's awesome. It's really
awesome.
So I'm going to pose you this question to Avanti, since we've all kind of chimed in and we haven't heard from you. Have you, in your community, seen an influx of additional taverns as well as everybody else has, or just still you?
So actually, there is one new tavern that is running weekly events at another game shop here in town, and I've not managed to make it out to one of their events yet because they run them at an odd time. They start at like 1 o'clock on Sundays, and so I've not been able to get out there. But from what I'm hearing, they've been having an average of 12 to 20 players per Sunday, and I'm actually really kind of excited about that because I've been the only one running Hearthstone events in the Knoxville area since 2014.
Oh, wow.
And that combined with my family time and the Hero Power podcast and all this other stuff's really kind of starting to take a toll. And I love doing it, but I'm finding myself going, well, I'm having to sacrifice this and this and this to make time to do all these things. And if maybe if there's another tavern in the area that's running regular events, maybe I take a step back and instead of running an event every month, I run an event every 2 months. Or, you know, I only do HCT events, and I only do Tavern Hero events, and I only do casual fireside gatherings, you know, and let them kind of do the more competitive tournament focus type stuff.
Sure.
So this is kind of where I find myself now, and I've not really talked about this to anybody. You know, this is the first time I've really voiced this, but it's something it's been weighing pretty heavily on me a lot lately, is finding time for all this stuff. Back before we started Hero Power, one of our most popular podcasts that I did was a show called Liquid Measures, which was a beer review show. And the show host has recently approached me about relaunching that show, and I'm like, I'd love to if I can find the time.
Yep, find the time.
Yep.
Pretty soon you can have a studio. You're gonna quit your day job.
Unlike Root, I haven't quit my day job to podcast full time yet. But yeah, I'm getting there, Root. One day I will be like my hero, Root.
It gets insane. It really, really does. Ben, I'll call you Wow.
Sure, no, you're fine, man.
So how many podcasts do you have? I'm kidding.
I have zero podcasts. Thank you.
You have this one now.
Thank you. I was just on another podcast a couple days ago, so I guest on podcasts often. But
that can be just as time-consuming as actually hosting a show as well, guesting them all the time. So, all right, I think we understand that we were all going through a process of trying to resurrect, and not just resurrecting old taverns, but keeping ours alive and kind of changing with the times. And, you know, seeing these other venues pop up with NEMSI, we had two here in Orlando pop up. One might stick around, maybe not, we don't know. But we all understand that it does take time. It's not just a one-time thing. It's a 6 to 9 month process, and then we work on it continually. And as we've all alluded to, it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort to keep our firesides up and running. So use resources you have. This podcast is a great one. The Innkeeper Discord, hsinkeepers.com, is a fantastic place. And of course, Fireside Gatherings has a lot of resources for you as well to keep your taverns up to speed. Larry, you want to tell us, everybody, where they can find all of our social stuffs at?
So apparently I need to talk to Bites about Twitter, because that Agents and Keepers Twitter is his Twitter. Oh. So we may be with Twitter. If you guys want us to start posting on Twitter about our shows and links to downloads and things like that, definitely let us know, because we can definitely look into that. But in the meantime, make sure you find us in the Discord server. What I'm going to do for our lovely viewers right here is I'm going to say what the link is for Discord, so that if you want to join and you just want to write it down, you can do so. So the actual link, it's of course discord.gg/J(U)(F)3(M)R, and that is a universal forever link. It'll always work, so that's where you can find us. And we do of course have YouTube as well, and you can find us by going to the gaming section of YouTube and looking for HS Innkeepers.
And we are on iTunes.
Are we?
Yeah, we're on iTunes. I'm actually a little behind on getting some of the shows up, but I'll be rectifying that tonight, so we'll get us all caught up on iTunes as well.
Yeah, awesome. Excellent.
Finally, you can listen in your car.
Yes. And drive off the road.
All right. So that brings us to our second topic of the night, making your tavern stand out. Root, do you want to take the
lead? Absolutely. So with the release of NEMSI, and we've all talked about this just now, we have seen inns and taverns, the number of them have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled in some places, and more so in others. And while it's a great thing for the community to see this growth, it can be a little deflating to some of us other innkeepers who have spent so much time and effort and energy and poured so much of our soul and time out into creating our taverns and making our taverns what they are, to have just all of a sudden double, triple, quadruple the amount of taverns in our area. So what are some of the things, and we know it's not a competitive resource, but what are some of the things we can do to make our taverns stand out? Ben, I'll start with you. What are some of the things that you think you can do or you are doing to make your tavern stand out from all the others?
Sure. One thing that I started doing recently, probably with Knights of the Frozen Throne, part of my quest sheets is, and I know this sounds like very, very childish, is I started producing vector. I've taken the artwork for the card backs that they announce for like the month, and I'll take that card back and I'll trace it and I'll redraw it in vector, and I'll make like a coloring sheet. So
by childish, like, he means awesome.
Yeah, I've used them every single fireside since you've been posting those in the Discord server. Like, I absolutely love those. And just real quick, one thing I'm thinking of doing with my upcoming event, because I find at firesides it can be like time consuming in a way to actually finish one for people, even though they really enjoy it. So I'm thinking of posting the file for people to download and having a contest, but they can bring it from home. Oh. So they can, in the weeks leading up to it, like take time and get really creative with it. And then we can have like a best of, like, I would probably just do a general clapping, yelling for like what the crowd thinks is the best one kind of deal. I haven't quite thought through all the details, but definitely props to you for coming up with that idea and sharing it with us, because it really does separate.
So our panel of experts have ruled your childish idea not childish.
Well, I just love like that. I mean, we have adult coloring books, and I have like the World of Warcraft one, and I haven't subbed for WoW for a while. And like, I mean, I just find like it's just something fun to do. And kind of to add on to that, what you just mentioned is maybe I could create like a footer where you could put like your logo or your name, like you could add your like social media or something to it, and it could be a way to have your community promote your brand by, you know, sharing it on social media and tweeting out with this hashtag or something like that. So you could turn it into a contest that way. And it reminds me, like, if you do one for like, I don't know, American Heart Association or someone like that, like it may have like their call to action at the bottom, like in a footer. So like maybe the card art's in the center, then there's a nice way that you could customize it to your tavern. I need to get on it because I know Christmas will be coming soon. So we'll have like the Winter Veil, and there have been some holiday card backs that they've done that I need to get done. So that's been one thing like I would like to kind of mention, because I've really enjoyed being a graphic designer, lending those talents and those skills for other innkeepers, if that's the coloring sheets, if that's, you know, taking the assets that another innkeeper made and producing a PSD file to make the tavern signs easier, or different things like that. I've really enjoyed like the last 6 months or so. Probably since like June or July, just being active in our Discord group and trying to help others out. Like if it's, you know, like with Sam in Kansas City, I laser etched a Jenga game for him that he took to the summer championships. And I know others have done a lot as well. And it's just really, I just want to plug it. Like, it's just a really great resource. And me being a graphic designer, like being able to outlet my creative talents for the community has been so much fun. So I think that right there gives me kind of a leg up in a way when I'm putting on events or I'm doing things, because I'm trying to make them as professional as possible. I took the key art from the cinematics that were released through the Game Press website, and I produced like 36 inch by like 18 inch posters, like these landscape wide format prints to give out at my next fireside gathering. So I think some things like that are going to help me promote my fireside, and I'm going to stand out versus other taverns, and hopefully they'll continue to see the quality of not just the prizes and things like that, but of the effort that you're putting into it, with kind of the little take homes and the little things like that.
Yeah, well said. Leary, what about you? What are some of the things you do to make your fireside gathering set into, I mean, outside of just now coming back from the dollar store buying trinkets for your...
I even got little, so because I'm giving away little candles, like I'm actually going to give like a little matchbox as well. So like, because it, to me, it's like if you're giving a candle, give matches so they can light it. And then they always have matches.
Supposed to play with fire.
Well, I guess it depends. But just real quick to touch base on what Ben was just saying, you know, Ben, you have honestly been so active in our Discord community and providing such like valuable resources in the graphics and the sheets that you do and all those other things. And I just, from the community, want to give you a big thank you. Like, it is those kinds of things that help elevate all of our events, and it really has been well received, and just, you know, massive thank you and a massive, you know, job well done on that. And very interested to see what you continue to come up with artistically, for sure. And also, shout out to Ben for making our Innkeeper podcast graphics, because you did those as well. So another testament to, you know, what you're capable of, and just being that kind of one of those pillars within our community, I believe. So, you know, just pat on the back for that.
Of course. Well, thank you very much. That means a lot.
Oh, big good. Internet just, hugs yeah. are coming your
but
way.
Yes, big internet hugs. So yeah, for me, the standing out with my tavern, it is the quality. That's what I really am going to push, because then no matter if 10 other taverns pop up, people will connect more with the one that has, you know, maybe the more thoughtful takeaways, like the matchbox with the candle. It's just that extra little step. And yeah, just the quality of things, and to focus on not just, you know, kind of random things happening, but to be tying it all into HCT and tying it into Tavern Hero Program and tying it into these bigger than us programs that Blizzard runs, so that that is also a draw. Because if you're tapping into those things and your events are associated with those, and you are, you know, honestly, I'm not saying you have to be super experienced to be able to do this. You can come in as a new innkeeper and with those in mind, run your events, and you can tap into it. You don't necessarily have to have been doing this as long as we have, but you can tap into it, and that will be a draw for people. And if you can be consistent as well, that's the big thing. You got to be consistent with the event that you're running. That will make people, you know, just kind of believe in your events and be comfortable and want to come back and see that familiar innkeeper face. So that's what I'm focusing on. And Avantes, what are the kinds of things that you're doing?
So one of the things that I do, as I mentioned earlier, we have a new game shop here that's running events every week. And in the past, I've always, just because of life, only had time to do my events every month. And so I've gotten recently, within the last year, to where I've started alternating my venues to kind of keep it fresh, keep it different. One month I'll run an all ages event at a game store where anybody can come and anybody can play. And then another month I'll run an event that's 21 and up only, and it's actually held in a tavern here in Knoxville. I call it Hearthstone and Brew, and we actually just kind of get together and hang out, have a few beers together, and play some Hearthstone. And the last three events I've held in the tavern have all been just huge events. We've filled three quarters of the bar, taken up just about all of their tables, and they've been really popular events with a lot of my players. And so they love that aspect of getting out of the game store and going somewhere else and doing it. So you know, and we used to always only do competitive events, and then we've switched in the last little while to doing just casual for fun events. And I found my player base has been more responsive to that. They really enjoy the laid back aspect of just going out, hanging out with friends, theory crafting, and having a good time. And so I've really made that transition in the last year and a half, from competitive hardcore events to just having fun, having a few beers with friends, and coming back, you know, a couple months later, doing it again. The bar seems to really enjoy having us there, and we enjoy getting to use their space. So it's a mutual win-win.
Yeah, I love that awesome idea of switching it up, for sure.
In fact, yeah, I'm actually running a Hearthstone and Brew this Saturday.
Woo! Ooh. I'll be there. No, wait, I can't make it. Sorry.
Come on.
So inviting.
Anybody that wants to be there, hit me up on Twitter or in Discord. I'll give you directions.
Perfect. Awesome. So, Root, how about you? How are you making your tavern stand out besides going and helping everyone else with their taverns?
Well, you know, that's kind of been my focus right now, is helping other taverns get established. But I think for Florida Fireside, the biggest thing that we have going for us is experience. We know that we're not there for NEMSI. We're not there for whatever event we're doing. We're not there for the tournament we're putting on, or we had a wild tournament that was awesome. I highly suggest having one of those. It's super fun. And we're not there for that. We're there for our community. And that's one of the things that I think sets us apart. We understand how to deal with issues that arise. One of the things that anybody, any other inn or any other tavern rather that is doesn't have an innkeeper that isn't taking advantage of the community, the Discord community to begin with, is missing out. Whenever there's an issue that comes up, my first thing to do is I jump into the Discord, and I didn't have this before. Now, when I didn't have it, I'm like, yeah, I don't know, what something's wrong. It's Blizzard's fault. Having the Discord community to jump in there and say, hey, is anybody else on the planet having an issue like that I'm seeing? And having people respond going, yeah, we're seeing the same thing. Yes, Blizzard knows about it. Yes, they're working on this. Blizzard being in there with Jesse, having that communication with our community managers, that is something that sets us apart from any other tavern in our area. Nobody else, I mean, they've been invited. In fact, I don't say any other. I said that, but I don't mean that because one of them at least is in our Discord and an active member in our Discord, and she's able to take advantage of the same things. But we kind of look at it like, all right, we're doing this thing, whatever it is, the event we're having that day, we're having a tournament, but we also have little side events to do. We make sure people are playing games casually. So it's not just about the tournament. It's about the community. It's making sure people are having fun and doing their thing. What was cool is, and I haven't thanked him enough, I don't think, but Scott Bites saved my life at BlizzCon by stepping in at the very last minute and helping me out with the Fireside Gathering that we were running at Con Before the Storm, which was at the Hilton at Blizzard, or at the Convention Center, right across from the Convention Center. And at the very last minute, in the con, my duties got shifted, and I was now running a soundboard for the entire World of Podcast part of the convention, and was not able to do anything with the Fireside Gathering. So Scott was there, Maticus was there, some others from our Innkeeper Discord are there, and I'm sorry I don't remember their names, but to have our Innkeeper community step up like that and handle a situation was awesome. And we almost went off without a hitch. It was the vast majority of the night that Fireside Gathering went smooth as butter. It wasn't until the last couple hours of the event where people just couldn't see each other at all. But then the player base, as soon as somebody would see somebody else, that person would be like walking around going, hey, I see you. Hey, I see you. And then and battling them to get Nemzy. So it was really cool. They kind of came together. And that's one of the things that I think really separates not just my tavern here, but I think the collective tavern of the folks that hang out in our Discord is that we understand the community. And we understand that we're not just there to get a card back. Or we're not just there to give out free stuff. We're not just there to give out card packs or cool trophies or awesome mugs that Ben Prince laser etches their logos on them, which he does an awesome job at that too. But it's not just that. It's about everything. It's about the community. I think that's what sets us apart. And that's what people will come to see. So when someone goes to some, you know, tavern that got set up because they wanted to get Nemzy and they got Nemzy, and then they came back the next month and they said, okay, we're going to do this again. And they show up and they go, what are we doing? They go, I don't know, playing Hearthstone? And there's nothing going on there and people leave dissatisfied versus coming to our taverns and we know what's going on. Like Leary said, we're tapping them into other things that are bigger than us going on at Blizzard. And I think that's what makes it, is that we're there for the community.
Yeah, but I will interject real quick with, I definitely only ended up becoming an innkeeper because I wanted the Fireside Friends card back. That was the only reason I had to host an event. I think I've talked about this before, because the three that's friends great. I had that played the game got it while I was working, and I wanted the card back, so I hosted an event, and that was how I got started.
That's hilarious. So I lost a bet. That's how I became one, so...
You lost a bet?
Yeah, what? that's how I became the innkeeper. I lost a bet.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, what? I don't remember that.
That's why you don't bet so against Amy.
Right. Don't bet I wouldn't Amy. Ever bet against Amy. She's a winner.
I didn't have a choice. Amy said, here it is. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you're listening and, you know, you did just host your first Fireside because you want to get an in-game exclusive, you know, don't. And you do find that, like, maybe you don't know what you're doing, don't give up. If you had fun and you want to see what more kind of fun you can have and all the different things you can try, you know, there is a big innkeeper community, and we're We're literally global in this server now. It's kind of blurs my mind sometimes when people join are. And it's like, where are you from? That's so cool.
Join the server. Get yelled at by an angry German. It's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, the swing hammer comes down. And it's kind of silly now because when I try and type and like tag him, I go to type Jasper and I'm like, why isn't it? Oh, he's literally the swing hammer.
He
now.
Is the swing hammer.
Yeah, there are too many Jaspers. And there's only one swing hammer.
There's only one. Thank goodness. But
oh, my.
All right. Yeah. Well, do we have any questions in the podcast chat Discord?
Of course not. I get the low end. Yeah, I know. It's horrible. I need to do more little bit of a promotion on that. I'm not doing good enough of that. So, or I'm scaring people away. One of the two.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I think we answered the chat questions as they came up. This week.
Yeah.
So, you guys have any last questions? Root, Illyria, anything you've got that you might want to ask Ben while we've got him held captive here?
Oh, we do have him held captive.
I'll ask a question. So, Ben, since you are, you're 3D printing, you're laser etching, you're doing graphics, you're printing t-shirts, when do you have time to do anything else? I mean, you're doing like a literal load for the Hearthstone community and other fireside gatherings. When do you have time to actually do anything for yourself up there?
I find time somehow. So I don't sleep a lot, but that's okay. Like it's funny. Like in my marriage, like my wife's not a gamer, so like I had to teach her that like gaming was a hobby to me, like how she watches TV or like reads a book or something like that. So like we've learned this balance. So like there are like a handful of days a week that, you know, like three nights a week or something like that, that I go play video games. So like I'll go unwind and play some Hearthstone, or like I'll sneak in games and play on my tablet, like while she's watching a show, like while we're laying around on the couch or whatever. And so like I find time in that regard, but man, life's busy. I have a 9-year-old that plays or an 8-year-old, I guess he'll be 9 in February, plays basketball. So we have like 2-hour practices twice a week. We have games every weekend and things like that. So like somehow I find time. I post my stats like for Hearthstone regularly. So like I have a Google sheet that I track my wins and losses because I play so much on mobile, and it keeps me accountable to the games I play and like the quality of games. So I usually just play when I can, and I try to get to rank 5. I think I'm at 10 this month and just kind of grinding, but somehow you know, you just make sacrifices for things you really enjoy. So I don't always print pint glasses and things like that, but I definitely have the capability. You know, like 1 week in a month is a fireside for one day, so I have that, you know, penciled in. And you just balance life somehow, so it just works.
Marspadden chat says you even find time to take aerial photos with your drone of the Dad Legend castle. So
nice. Well, I was when I heard that your co-host had a drone, has a Spark.
Rosika,
yeah. I've been looking at DJI stuff for the last year or so, and I picked it up a couple months ago, but I got a DJI Mavic, and I love flying it. And don't worry, it's like my Christmas, my birthday, like it's it's an everything present. So
yeah.
As an adult, like, you know, you kind of have that luxury that you can kind of buy whatever you want. So like it turned into, well, this will count for all these, you know, checklists, all these boxes. But yeah, it is a lot of fun. So I try to balance, you know, creatively, if it's photography, if it's flying a drone, if it's making, now my videos are, you know, little slow-mo reels and stuff of the kids playing outside and, you know, things like that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. So Marspad has requested that we state out loud on the podcast The rumored release date is December 7th for Kobolds and Catacombs. That is such a struggle for me to say with my accent and it be fluid. It's like Kobolds and Catacombs. Like, it's
you can just say KC. So.
Yeah. Ooh, are you going to take advantage of that?
I'm going to try. Well, that'd be Sam. Yeah.
KC?
Yeah. Yeah. I need to see what Sam's going to do for the release. Hopefully, you know, I've been out to his events and I've gone to the Boulevard Brewery and I hosted a summer prelim event with him. And it'd be awesome if they're with it being the off season. Like, I wonder what's going on One Royal Way and have it at Kauffman Stadium. So do an event with the Royals.
How cool would that be?
I don't know what that costs. Oh my word. But I'll get in touch with Sam.
All right, cool. So start making your plans now, Innkeepers. Rumored December 7th. That's also my guess. So, like, we usually will make guesses on Hero Power as to when we think these things are going to come out, and that was my guess.
Yeah, I was thinking 7th as well. We're actually having our fireside gathering on the 9th, so.
Nice. So, all right, well. Guys, I guess that's going to do it for us this week. So if you know you were late joining us this week, we talked about how to resurrect an old tavern and kind of how to make your tavern stand out. Make sure you join us again next week. That's Monday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. We'll have episode 11. We're continuing on in those double digits. So, if you'd like to find out more from any of us, Ben, if somebody would like to follow you online, where can they find you?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Reddington. You can also check out Dad Legend at dadlegend.com. And there's a link to join the Discord server on the website, as well as articles from other members of the Hearthstone community.
Awesome. I need to jump in that Discord. I have not done that yet. I need to do that.
Hey, I did pay my Patreon fees. I am in the Hero Power Discord.
We are greatly appreciative to you and all of our patrons. So, Aliri, where can they find you?
You can usually find me hanging out in the Discord server, of course, but to contact me or find me personally, I said that weird.
Internet stalkers.
If you want to follow Aliri, she's driving a gray Cadillac. No.
You can find me on Twitter, and my handle is at Aliri, at Aleirri. And Root, where can people follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me at Hearthcast Root. I do have a World of Warcraft and Blizzard Universe podcast over at Hearthcast. Still going strong after, I don't know, we're at 66, 67, something like that. A lot of episodes. Yeah. Long time. Love it. So follow me there. And what about you, Avantes? We asked you yet? I don't think so.
Now, you can follow me on Twitter at AvantesHS, or you can find me every week with my co-hosts Versika and Zerotio on Hero Power, where we talk about the Hearthstone community, and we play a deck every week that you might see on the ladder. So, a lot of fun new decks coming with the new expansion, so it's a great time to tune in and check it out.
And, of course, you can find all of us here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And most of us hang out in the Innkeeper Discord as well, which Aliri gave out.
Yep.
I sure did. And
go ahead,
I was going to say, and just before we sign off for the night, I really do want to just give Ben another huge thank you from the community for all the cool stuff that you're just freely giving us to make our events really cool. So big thank you. And I'm really happy that we got you on the show, especially our first double digit show. It's been great, and glad we finally got you on the show.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. Like, I'm very grateful for the work that everyone does. Like, we bounce ideas off of each other. We grow from each other. It's been great. Like, if you're up at like 3 or 4 in the morning, like you guys said, you can talk to innkeepers, you know, from, you know, Germany and other countries like Russia and things like that. Like, it's just a very it's a very good community of people who want you to succeed. So yeah. It's been great being part of that. So thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate it.
Yeah. And just a reminder for all of your innkeeping resources, make sure you check out hsinkeepers.com. There you can find a lot of the coloring pages I think Ben has done. You can also find crossword puzzles that Sam has made and lots of other great resources for your events. You can also check out the official resource page, which is resources.firesidegatherings.com for all of the official Blizzard resources. And as we close the show this week, we want to thank all of you in chat for joining us, and we want to thank all of you listening at home or on the road, and we'll see you all again next week.
See ya!
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Innkeepers Podcast. For all sorts of Hearthstone community-related goodness, check out hsinnkeepers.com. Come on now. Are you just roping me along? Swing hammer.